you're aware of this. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Vrindavan towards the end of Kartik. I think most probably he had already appeared. He arrived here on Kartik Purnima, which is tomorrow. And this happened 499 years ago. That meant next year would be the 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit of Vrindavan. So just a little warm up, a little maybe mental preparation for us to receive Mahaprabhu next year in Vrindavan. Samasan? It's no dust either here. And are you okay? It's not cold? And then again, in Hindi we had been doing this little series of talks on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit of Vrindavan and his touring Vrindavan. We are in the middle of that. So we are in the mood of that one. So we thought of not change the topic for myself, but continue in that spirit and also share those memories, those pastimes. Of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan visit. Is that okay if we did that? Any protests or? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. It was the first place that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to right after he took sannyas was Vrindavan. But then he was stopped and tricked by Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. And he was diverted to Shantipur, wherein he received instruction, go to Puri, stay in Jagannath Puri. So his plans of going to Vrindavan were changed or at least postponed. Then he had toured South India. And then he was proposing, no, I want to go to Vrindavan. I want to visit Vrindavan. Not that I want to go and stay there, because Sachi Mata wanted me to stay in Puri. So that is what I will do. But you are sleeping. So, but I want to visit Vrindavan. I want to visit Vrindavan. I want to visit Vrindavan. He's so much on his mind, this Vrindavan, Vrindavan. And of course, devotees in Puri, they were not so much in favor of Mahaprabhu's going to Vrindavan. Well, that meant they would all be deprived of his association. He would be gone, and hopefully he will return. Who knows? But even if he does return, but for the period that he has gone, we will lose his company. So they were well. So Mahaprabhu was proposing, but then soon there will be Jagannath Ratha Yatra in Puri. How could you go to Vrindavan this time? Okay, what about this time? No, it's too cold in Vrindavan. Don't go now. So like this. Then he had left for Vrindavan, but he was planning to visit Navadvip, Mayapur, Bengal, Bangladesh, Ganga Mata, Sachi Mata, and then proceed to Vrindavan. So as he visited these places, Bengal, Navadvip, Mayapur, and then he was now heading towards Vrindavan. He started his journey towards Vrindavan, and as the news spread that Mahaprabhu is going to Vrindavan, hundreds and thousands of Gaur Bhaktas joined. They also wanted to go. When he looked around, so many of you, no, I will not go like that. I want to go by myself. So then Mahaprabhu returns. He dropped his plan of going to Vrindavan and returned to Puri again. And then it was proposed, the Vrindavan tour. And so many wanted to go. And he said, no, I will go by myself. And finally it was settled that one person would be allowed to go. That was Balabhadra Bhattacharya. The journey started from Puri and then through Katak and soon in Jharkhand forest. And Mahaprabhu performing his Sankirtan everywhere, including Sthana asthana nahi vichar, patra apatra nahi vichar. He is not considering where to perform Sankirtan, where not to perform Sankirtan. Everywhere he is performing, including in the forest. So as he is performing that Sankirtan, whole forest joined him. The tigers joined, elephants also. Horrible. And the deer and tiger, they were rubbing shoulders as they were. And then Mahaprabhu, quickly we could say, Mahaprabhu noticed that he took note that deer and tiger, they were embracing each other. And after a few moments, he noticed that deer and tiger were kissing each other. And when he saw that, he was transported to Vrindavan. He remembered Vrindavan. Oh, this spirit is only possible in Vrindavan. You forget all the enmity. No hatred. You only express your love and affection towards each other, towards the fellow devotees. So Mahaprabhu, on the way to Vrindavan, but he kind of, Vrindavan came his way. And in that forest, he's experienced being in Vrindavan. Oh, this is Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. But he had made his target, or destination, Vrindavan. So he proceeded. And passing through Varanasi, and then spent 3 days in Prayag, and then on the banks of Jamuna is traveling, and just by seeing Jamuna he's again reminded of Krishna and Vrindavan, and he's jumping into the river, and the attempts to rescue him are also met by only his assistant. He's struggling to keep him out of the waters, get him out of the waters. And then finally, oh, Mathura Dham ki! He saw Mathura at some distance, Mahaprabhu did. Mathura nikate aila, Mathura dekhila, dandavat haiya pade prema vishta haiya. So when Mahaprabhu saw Mathura Dham, immediately fell dandavat, just like a dand, he fell and offered his obeisances to Dham. And then he finally entered Mathura Mandal, and he was at Vishram Ghat, and through the streets of Mathura he goes to Krishna Janmasthan, the birthplace of Lord Sri Krishna ki. And he took darshan of Keshav Dev. Of course, as everywhere, throughout Mathura, as he was proceeding towards Keshav, they were chanting and dancing. As you know, he never walks, he only dances. Gamanapi natyam. Even is going around, even walk. It's not walk. Walking also becomes dance. He's an actor. Well, actor. There's so much devotion for the Lord. So when he takes steps out of devotion for the Lord, those steps like a dance. So when he arrived at Keshav Dev temple, he took darshan of Keshav Dev, and that made him even more mad, became intoxicated, and his ecstasy aroused further, and he danced called udanda nritya. There's one kind of nritya, very wildly, so called wildly, that's beautifully, wildly, but very beautifully and ecstatically, and even jumping higher, and knows, yeah, this is ecstatic, not static. One is static, other one is ecstatic. And the highest form of ecstasy he was exhibiting, and chanting and dancing. And by that time, lots of Mathura Vasis had gathered and were watching, seeing रजानुलंबित भुजो कनकावदातो संकीर्तनैक पितरो कमलायताक्षो दैट विश्वंभरो द्विजवरो युगधर्मपालो वंदे जगत प्रियकरो करुणावतारो दैट करुणावतार करुणावतार Lord with his long arms and the golden form, his eyes karna paryantam, reaching his ears, wide open lotus-like eyes. When that form danced, whole Mathura was stunned, stubbed, just watching, motionless. And they're all amazed. Of course, they're wow, wow. They're wows. They say, wow, wow, wow. They have not seen anything like this before. And they all were exclaiming, oh, Lord has come. Mathura aila lokera karite nistar. Now Lord has appeared. Again he has appeared in Mathura. He had appeared 4,500 years ago, right? They must be thinking like that. This is 500 years ago. So he appeared 4,500 years ago, and now he once again he is here. He is here. He is here. Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. He is here. You don't care. He is here. You do care. So. In the Keshav Dev, Pujari of Keshav Dev had honored Mahaprabhu, big garland around his neck, chandan on his forehead, some prasad, and then more kirtan continued. There was one amongst many, many, many devotees there, one of them stepped forward. He offered obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, but he's thinking himself devotee of Krishna. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Vrindavan on a pilgrimage. He's a devotee. He's Gaur Bhakta. He's Bhakta. Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarup. Bhaktarup is a form of Bhakta. He has become Bhakta. And that's why he is visiting Vrindavan. Come on pilgrimage. So that is his thought. But he couldn't conceal his godhood. And then, so his godhood was leaking out. He was trying to conceal, but he was not becoming successful. He was leaking out, and the word was spreading, Lord is here, Lord is here. Just the Gaur Sundar had come, but they were thinking, Shyam Sundar is here, Shyam Sundar is here. So one of them had stepped forward, touched the feet of the Lord, and he was dancing right in front of the Lord. Right in front he was dancing. And in the middle of the kirtan they were also embracing each other and dancing and embracing, and So finally Kirtan wound up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that devotee on the side, a secluded place. He wanted to inquire. Mahaprabhu had noticed this person is very, very special. He is distinguished, exceptional. So he inquired, where did you get this prema dhan? This wealth of prema, where did you receive this? His love for the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took note. He has so much love for Lord. The symptoms he could conclude like that. And then this person said, yes, yes. You know, some time ago, Madhvendra Puri was visiting Mathura town. And he was so kind. He came to my home. And he gave me diksha. And he also took bhiksha at my residence. Well, so if you are asking me, where did I receive my prema dhan, Madhvendra Puri is the one. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he heard that, immediately was trying to touch the feet of that Mathura Brahman, Sanodiya Brahman as he was known, the kind of caste or a kind of Brahman, Sanodiya Brahman. Oh, then you are my guru. If you are disciple of Madhvendra Puri, and I'm just grand disciple. You are brother of my Guru Maharaj. Ishwar Puri is God brother, you. So you are like my guru. Why are you forbidding me from touching your feet? No, no, you are sannyasi. No, you know, can't do this. No, don't do this. No. And then some few more things happened, and then prasadam and some rest. But there was no time to rest. By this time the news had spread. It had become talk of the town, and hundreds and thousands were knocking at the door. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. We want Gauranga, we want, we want, we want. We want darshan of Gauranga, we want darshan of Gauranga. So then what? How many were there? Laksha sankhya loka aise nahi gaganan. Countless number was present. Laksha mentioned 1 lakh, hundreds and thousands, 100,000 and more who could count. So as there was so much demand, public demand, when there is demand, then what do you have to do? Supply. So Mahaprabhu became supplier. Demand was for darshan. So Mahaprabhu opened the door. He came out. Raised his arms. This all there mentioned. It's not. I'm not saying this step by step. It's not my imagination. And as they all were stunned by Beautiful. What could we say? Beautiful darshan. Wonderful darshan. And as they were stunned, but Mahaprabhu was trying to, hey, wake up. Say, Hari Bole. Preme mat nache loke kari hari dhwani. And then people, they were already intoxicated by seeing the beauty. And now they were made to say, Hari Bole. And they were all started jumping up and down, saying, Hari Bole, Hari Bole, Hari Bole, Hari Bole. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Then Mahaprabhu goes for darshan of Mathura, Mathura Mandal, Mathura. Swayambhu Mahavidya Gokarna, etc. So many places in Mathura. Is going from place to place to place to place, taking darshans, hearing glories of those places and taking darshans. Whatever he has heard, he is not forgetting. He is remembering. He is contemplating on what he had just heard. This is the process also, I'm sure that is what he was doing. What do you hear? Well, that is not end in itself. You have to think of what he had heard, called contemplation. Or in technical language called manan. What's man called? Manan. To think, contemplate, digest, assimilate. So, sure, Mahaprabhu was doing that. And then he had desire, go visit all the places of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. How would you do that? Bana dekhi bare yadi prabhura man haila. Then he had desire to visit bana, all the forest, 12 forests. Jahasava Lila Kaila Sri Nanda Nandan, where he has performed his pastimes in all the Dwadasha Kanan, Dwadash, 12 forests. So Mahaprabhu had desire of visiting all those 12 forests of Vrindavan. So, which is going to do that in month of Margashirsh, which is next month. While gopis were busy during that month, during Krishna's manifest pastimes, going every day to Chirghat and taking bath and worshipping Katyayini every single morning for entire month of Margashirsh. So during that month, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was touring Vrindavan. On the same path, that we do our Brajamandal Darshan Parikrama, even to this day, same parikrama path. And of course that existed even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did his parikrama of Vrindavan. So మధువన తాళబన కుమోద బహుల బన గేలా. సమ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ మెన్షన్ హియర్. హీ ప్యాసెస్ త్రూ దిస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫారెస్ట్. దిస్ ఇస్ వన్ బ్లాక్ ఆఫ్ ఫారెస్ట్ దట్ హీ హాస్ ట్రావెల్ త్రూ. So as he is entering Madhuban ki and then Taliban like that. As he was proceeding through this forest, doesn't say which forest what transpired, which Leela. It is not specified, but he's also later on mentioned this was happening everywhere. And that is, as he was traveling through, he noticed a big group of cows. He looked at the cows and cows looked at him. And at first they were just both stunned and they're looking. And the next thing was they were both running towards each other. Cows running to Gauranga, Gauranga running towards the cows. Let us see who catches the first. And soon Mahaprabhu was surrounded by hundreds and thousands of cows. They all want to lick the body of the Lord. For them, they are like mothers. Their affection, their relationship, their kind of, their prem for the Lord is called Vatsalya, Vatsalya Ras. So they are licking, and then Mahaprabhu is trying to scratch. But then each cow wants me too. And then Mahaprabhu, and what about me? Me too, me too. And then he has to scratch all those cows, hundreds and thousands of cows. They want to lick and they want to be scratched by the Lord. And they are not ready to stand in a queue. Huh? Okay, one by one. Okay, next. Okay, next. No, they all want to. They are all rushing. Me first, me first, me. Like in Bengal, there is a rush for the Khichdi Prasad. There is no law and order and discipline. Khichdi Prasad ki. And they all close their eyes and they rush. So the cows were excited and they were ecstatic and they cannot wait. So Mahaprabhu is managing. How he managed, he knows. Only he couldn't. And he wonderfully must have wonderfully managed. He could possibly have expanded himself. As many cows, those many Gauranga, Gauranga. Is also possible. Or he could become Sahasra Bahu. Thousands of arms, okay. Thousands of cows come forward. I have thousands of arms. But he couldn't make his arms long. And so, and then he wants to proceed. Now soon, the group or flock of deer come. And they're affection is also of the kind of Vatsalya Ras. They're also licking. They're not scared at all. Normally when the deer takes note, oh, there are some human beings around. Oh, there are some people here. Huh? They suddenly, oh, there's some people here. They make sure these are people. I mean, human beings. And next thing, they jump, they run away, scared, they flee in fear. But nothing of that sort happened. They all were running towards Mahaprabhu, fearless. They're all also licking the body of the Lord and trying to follow him. The next scene was, as it is described by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, that there's a turn of the birds. So many birds gathered. When they became attracted by the presence and the beauty of Gauranga, and so many birds were flying in the sky, and so many peacocks were right in front of the Lord, and for the pleasure of Lord they were dancing. Peacocks were dancing. And as Mahaprabhu was proceeding, the peacocks were going in a reverse gear, going backwards. As he's coming towards peacock, peacocks were going back, dancing. And and they're all singing also. Panchama guys, very loud note, which is paw. A paw note is very Pancham guy. Sa re ga ma pa. Pa is very high note. So the birds, this is normal for them. So they were singing in that note. Then Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came across one lonely deer. That's only and lonely. Mahaprabhu embraced him. And that deer, by the touch of the Lord, was all trembling. What if Lord would touch you? What if Lord would embrace you? What would you do? Same thing that deer did. This is what happens. Romancha, romancha kampa, ashrutaranga bhajo, vande guru sri charanaravindam. When the soul is in touch with the Supreme Soul and the pure bhakti yoga is a linking Atma with Paramatma, Atma with Parabrahma, Sri Krishna, then that touch, there's a romance, tremble. Then Mahaprabhu, as he continues his travels on the path, he noticed, hey, look! There's a tree, and then the two birds on a branch of that one particular tree, Shuka and Sarika. And then they're having some conversation. They're talking. Mahaprabhu, by seeing that scene or seeing those birds talking, he was only seeing them talking, not hearing them. But he had desire to hear their conversation. Could I hear? I would like to hear what they're talking about. They were talking, but they had no microphone. They were just talking. So it was not. So when Mahaprabhu had that desire to hear that conversation, what happened? The next was, those birds flew towards Mahaprabhu. They came flying. They came flying. Then Mahaprabhu extended his two hands, and one bird sat on the right hand and the left, and the other one on the left hand. And the dialogue continues. Shuka uvacha. Which Shuka is this? Shuka means parrot. This parrot, not Sukadeva Goswami. So, this Shuka uvacha. And he spoke in Sanskrit. And it's very difficult Sanskrit. And full of emotion and devotion and very intricate siddhant also, that these birds were talking about. Even big acharyas, they struggle to understand the purport, the deeper meaning of the dialogue between these Shuka and Sharika. So, one is advocate of Krishna, the male parrot, and the female parrot is advocate of Radhika. And there's a debate going on. Who is better? Who is superior? And the male bird said, "You know, you don't know this, that my Krishna is so beautiful. When gopis look at the beauty of Krishna, they lose their patience. And that Lalana, Rama, which is Lakshmi, she's stunned by the beauty of, and she's performing austerities for a long, long time, Lakshmi, in Sri Ban, still not getting anywhere closer to Krishna. That's a beautiful, and the, you know, how strong is my Krishna? How strong? Okay. It says, he lifted that Govardhan hill just like a child would lift a ball. That hill is also round in shape. The ball is round in shape. So he just lifted. And held on his little finger. Arriba! This is my Krishna. He's so powerful. Shilam, and so for his dealings with his devotees. So sweet. Dealing sarvajana anuranjanam. Brajajana ranjana, we have heard. But the parrot says sarvajana ranjana. He entertains yakarshati sa Krishna. He attracts everybody and entertains and pleases everybody. And my Krishna is Vishva. Vishva janina kirti Krishna jagan mohanaha. My Krishna is jagan mohan. Jagat mohan. He attracts the whole world. And then microphone to Sarika and says, "Shut up. You just don't know Radha, glories of Radha. Sri Radhikaya Priyata Swarupata Sushilata Naratana Gana Chaturi. My Radha. She is not only beautiful to look at, but the best character, Sushila. Not only Sundar, Radha Sundari, but she is Sushila.
best character.
And the best in Naratana dance, singing, etc. And see, is this a mine of all good qualities? May that Radharani Rajate be glorified. Radharani ki? Radharani ki? What did you say? Still, Sarika on the microphone. What did you said your Krishna is Jagan Mohana, but you don't know Radharani is Jagan Mohana Chitta Mohini. Your Krishna may be just Jagan Mohan, fine, but that is nothing. Radha Chitta Mohini of Jagan Mohan. He just attracts the attention of your Krishna all the time. Chitta Mohini, his consciousness, his thoughts are always directed, diverted towards my Radharani. And then the parrot takes his turn again. He says, Bamsidhari Jagannari Chittahari Sasarike. My Krishna is Bamsidhari Jagannari Chittahari. Jagannari, all the women of the world, gopis and other women, he attracts their attention. He Chittahari. Well, he stole their garments one time. Then he returned also. The gopis were returning home, putting on their garments, But then they realized, hey, he had stolen our clothes earlier. He returned them, but he stole our consciousness. Look, our mind is only running towards him. It's only thinking of him. We all want to go find him. He has stolen our consciousness. He is Chittahari. So that is what this parrot is talking about. So he said in conclusion that my Krishna is Madana Mohanaha. He is attractor of the stupid Cupid. The Cupid, he attracts the Cupid. Cupid. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. Then hearing this, the sea parrot said, look, you should understand this. And okay, your Krishna is Madan Mohan, admitted. Means he is able, he is Madan Mohan. Madan is Cupid, Madan, Kandarpa, Ananga, different names, Kamadev, Mohan, Madan Mohan, Kamadev Mohan, Kandarpa Mohan is Krishna. So this Madana Mohanatva, his ability, his capability, his competence of being Madan Mohan is only possible with the help of Radharani. When Radharani is with him, which is his Alladhani Shakti, then only he is Madan Mohan. Otherwise, Madana Mohitaha. He himself is afflicted by Madan. When Radharani is not with him, He is all agitated. That Madan comes, that Cupid comes and causes so much agitation. He no more remains Madan Mohan, but Madana Mohana Mohitaha. He is bewildered. Those Madans come and they bewilder him, they agitate him, and then he begins thinking, where is Radha? Where is Radha? Where is my Radha? So, this is also getting to know Krishna. I know God. I know God. I know God. I know Krishna. But so these two birds, they're helping us to know God, know Krishna. It's just one aspect of Krishna which is very deep, confidential. So how is he Madan Mohan? How does he act as a Madan Mohan? Only with the help of Radharani. Radharani is next to him, is Madan Mohan. Radharani is not with him, is Madan Mohan Mohitaha. Okay, so, and then those birds, they flew back on the branch of the tree. Just though. And this is from Govinda Leelamrit. This dialogue has been quoted by Krishna Das Kaviraj from Govinda Leelamrit of Jayadeva Goswami. He knows. He knows Krishna, Radha, more than anyone else. Or he is those top knowers of Radha and Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues his travels through Vrindavan. And there was one peacock. There is also, there's a whole forest called Mayur Ban near Bahula Ban, where Krishna had danced with the peacocks. One peacock, one Krishna, one peacock, one Krishna, one peacock, one Krishna. Mayurban. So in that area somewhere, he looked at one peacock. And he was looking at the neck part of the peacock. And what happened? That part resembles the complexion of Krishna. And just by seeing that neck complexion on the neck of the peacock, he was reminded of Krishna. And then he felt the separation from that Krishna. And then he couldn't even, he lost external consciousness, he couldn't stand straight, he fell down on the ground. His two servants, Balabhadra Bhattacharya and Sanodiya Brahman from Mathura, they rushed forward. They both rushed forward, but they also, one of them took Bahirvas, external garment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dipped in the water and started sprinkling water all over the body of the Lord. They also were using the cloth for fanning him. Nothing was working out. They started shouting out loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. That made some difference. And Lord came to external consciousness partially. Earlier he was just lying down, motionless. But as he came to consciousness a little bit, he starts rolling on the ground. Starts rolling. Going this way, the servants are running after him, and then he comes back and goes this way and that way like a lightning, and they are running after him and not able to catch up with him. And he is in the middle of the forest. Thorns are there, rocks are there, the whatnot is there. There's no bed of roses there. And as he is rolling, his body is bruised all over and scratches everywhere. And but they're struggling to catch him. Okay, finally they managed to catch hold of him and grabbed him and put him on the lap and not able to let him go. And after a long time, as Mahaprabhu came to his consciousness, fully external consciousness, he jumped and started chanting, Haribo, 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 Haribo. And there is also mentioned that he was getting everybody and everything to chant. You all chant Chara Achara. It says Thira and Chara. He was getting everyone to chant. And while he was touring Vrindavan, whole Vrindavan was vibrating. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Every single entity was chanting, singing, vibrating. And this way, Lord was making them happy, getting them to chant, and also his glance fell upon all around, all the creatures moving, non-moving. They were all becoming delighted. That is mentioned in the next chapter. Nandayan. Nandayan. He was making others happy. Sthira Chara Nandayan. And as he saw them in a happy state, he was becoming happy. He was making them happy. And then he was also becoming happy. So, in this chapter, there's another chapter that talks of Mahaprabhu's travels. So, towards the end of this chapter, which is Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya Leela, chapter 17th. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami comments. He says, while being in Jagannath Puri, if Mahaprabhu would hear something about Vrindavan, he would become very excited, very much excited and ecstatic, very much emotional. But then, as he was on the way to Vrindavan, his ecstasy multiplied by 100 times. He was 100 times more ecstatic on the way to Vrindavan. As he finally came to Mathura, he entered Mathura, his ecstasy was thousandfold, thousand times greater compared to his ecstasy in Puri about Vrindavan. And then as he was going to all the forests of Vrindavan, his ecstasy even increased, and it was 100,000-fold more or greater. Anyway, we only say 100 times more, 1,000 times more, 100. We have no idea. I mean, I have no idea what does this all mean. Because unless you know something about the ecstasy, okay, this much ecstasy, and then multiply this by 1,000. Unless you understand some starting point, some, then you can't really compare. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that there was so much happening during his Vrindavan visit, especially his premera vikar Vrindavane haila prabhur jateka premera vikar koti grantha ananta likhena tahara nistar vistar. Says prema vikar, the transformations of his prem. Ocean full of ecstasy, and then waves, and the transformations and ups and downs and around and round, and that if this was all to be noted, this was all to be written down, well, it would take 10 million scriptures. You will have to write how many scriptures? I said this in like a Western term. It says 1 koti, it says koti. It's 1 crore, that is 10 million. 10 million scriptures, granthas, koti grantha, would be full with all that more happening internally. Vrindavan is there. And of course, Vrindavan is also undergoing the transformations. And those birds and the cows and the deer and the whole char and achari is also going through transformations and emotions, and this whole reciprocation between Lord and his abode, his dham, Vrindavan dham ki, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. But then he says, I'm sorry, I could only write this much. That's someone, maybe Ananta Shesh, Sahasra Vadan. Let him talk, let him write. Maybe at least 10 million granthas, scriptures. All right. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara As Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. So Krishna Das Goswami is speaking, writing this Chaitanya Charitamrit with the blessings of Rupa Raghunath. And he says, I am always aspiring for to achieve the their lotus feet, Rupa Raghunatha Pada. Okay, so we had a little extra time to talk this in Hindi, share this in Hindi, so we had three presentations. And we have one this afternoon also. 5 o'clock, huh? 5 o'clock. 4:30. Ah. Follow Mahaprabhu. Follow Mahaprabhu. Pranadapi suni chayana tarurapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Amongst many things, this is one thing that could be done, is become Trinadevi Suni Chena, become tolerant, become humble, like those trees. Not tolerant like a tree, and humble like a straw in the street. And always respecting others without expecting anything in return. In such a state of mind, one could chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Follow the order. Jive Daya, even if we don't have Jive Daya, someone who has Daya for the souls, Lord has so much Daya, Jive Daya, and our acharyas had so much daya, mercy, compassion for the souls. Prabhupada had so much of that, Jive Daya, and that is why being paradukha dukhi, seeing how they are suffering, Prabhupada left his residence in Vrindavan. So we may not have, well, I'm sure we have some daya for others, but maybe not enough, but the Lord has daya, and the acharyas had daya, and Prabhupada had daya for the souls. So they have asked us to go out, do paropkar by sharing, spreading Krishna consciousness. Jare dakho tyare kaho Krishna upadesh hamara gyai guru haiya tare desh. I order you. If we follow that order, or as Prabhupada has also given us so many orders, instructions, how to spread Krishna, share Krishna, distribute my books, or the public chanting, the festivals, this is all out of compassion for the fallen souls. So if we are not feeling that urge within us, if we don't have that compassion, well, those who had compassion, then they are expecting us to do something about it, and that is to propagate Krishna consciousness. So you say, what to do? So to do this, propagate Krishna consciousness, spread Krishna consciousness, share Krishna, give Krishna. People are suffering, so you have compassion, or someone has compassion, so on their behalf, give them Krishna in the form of so many things. Bring them to Vrindavan. Or bring them to ISKCON temple, wherever ISKCON temple is. Or give Prabhupada's books. Spread the holy name. Give Krishna prasad. Many, many things could be done in different places, under different circumstances. And some are children, some are youth, some are old folks, some are Chinese, some are Japanese, some are this, some are that, some rich, some poor, so many. So we have to then maybe devise some strategy to get the Krishna consciousness across, or to convince them, or make it accessible to them. They may have some arguments, some logical arguments against Krishna and Krishna consciousness. How to defeat those, that is also. So like that. Answer could be long. This is just a little beginning. We could be here all day talking. So Prabhupada has given in this Hare Krishna movement, and Prabhupada said, your love for me will be seen by, when I see how you cooperate with each other to protect this institution after I am gone. So this is, so if we did that, cooperated with each other, so that Prabhupada's institution is protected, so that in turn that institution could propagate his Krishna consciousness far and wide. Okay, so any other, someone else has any other question? Otherwise we could. Whether Mahaprabhu visited Barsana, it's not mentioned in Chaitanya. Well, Chaitanya Charitamrita just is giving a quick, brief description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tour. Krishnadas Kaviraj is jumping. He says Mahaprabhu was in Kamban, and from there he went to Nandishwar. So, if he was following the parikrama path, which he was, then he must have gone through Barsana. There's no mention, but yes. We have to see, there is also, there's a Bhakti Ratnakar is there, that has mentioned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan tour. Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charit has some description. I haven't referred to that. Also, Kavi Karanapur has Chaitanya Charitamrita Mahakavya. So there are other biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by other Gaudiya Acharyas. Maybe has mention of Krishnadas Kaviraj, his policies. He says, oh, this happened. What happened in one forest also happened in other forests. See, it is not repeating. Of course, it is not the same thing. It's not a just routine, boring thing happened. It was happening differently, different transformations, prema vikar and this. But he's not, he just says likewise in other forests also. Previously mentioned kind of things happened. So we'll have to fill in the blanks by okay. Hari Hari Bo.